And there you see protesters at the doorstep of the Mississippi governor this week, taking out a new state law allowing businesses to refuse service to gays and lesbians on religious grounds. Mississippi, the latest state to enact this kind of law, on the heels of a similar effort in North Carolina, which also requires transgender individuals to use public bathrooms according to the biological gender on their birth certificate. Supporters say these laws are preserving religious liberty and decency. Opponents insist they promote discrimination. We're going to take on that debate after this report from Ron Claiborne.
The boss often belts out that he was born to run. This week, North Carolina is the place he's running from. Bruce Springsteen canceling a concert there, protesting that the state's new law specifying that sex on a birth certificate determines which bathroom facilities can be used discriminates against transgender people, saying in a statement, "Some things are more important than a rock show, and this fight against prejudice and bigotry is one of them." For band guitarist Stevie Van Zandt, the boycott wasn't a hard decision.
Yeah, you got to hurt people economically and have them do the right thing morally.
North Carolina is just one state that has enacted so-called religious freedom laws following the U.S. Supreme Court decision permitting gay marriage in 2015. Mississippi is the most recent.
Honest people who have a legitimate objection to what's going on, a religious objection, have a course of action now.
Many of the laws allow businesses to refuse service on religious grounds to gay or transgender people, restrict local communities from passing anti-discrimination laws, and specify who can use which bathroom facilities. According to the Human Rights Campaign, nearly 200 variations of these bills in 34 states have been introduced since last summer. In response, big business has reacted decisively. More than 120 businesses, including Intel, Uber, and YouTube, calling on North Carolina to repeal its new law.
Georgia is a welcoming state.
In neighboring Georgia, the governor vetoed similar legislation there after boycotts were threatened.
I do not think that we have to discriminate against anyone to protect the faith-based community in Georgia.
But with new laws being enacted, this latest battle in the culture wars is now headed back to the courts. For this week, Ron Claiborne, ABC News, New York.